Yeah, it's an excellent opportunity, you know, Premiership football, what everyone, what every child wants to do, and hopefully, you know, the things I've learned at Sheffield United over the years, you know, with the different managers and players, hopefully I can take it into the Premiership and have a successful career in there.
Is this a move that's been on the cards for a while, or has it all come about this week?
No, it is. It's only just come around recently. I mean, there was a lot of interest at the end of the season, but nothing really concrete until the Villa. So Villa contacted us, I think it was early last week, so it took a while to get to where I am now, but I'm pleased that I've signed for Villa, but sad to leave Sheffield United.
It must be flattering to get this chance to play in the top flight.
It is, yeah, definitely. Like I say, when I found out that an offer was going in, not just interest, you know, I was very flattered and excited about it all, and happy it's all sorted now.
You've had to earn this move, though, over the progression of your career, haven't you? When you look back at the early stages when you started out, this is a move that you've really earned, isn't it?
Yeah, it has. It took a long time, you know. I've played a lot of reserve football, been on loan a few times, you know, different countries, obviously, but I've been patient, and like you say, I like to think I've earned it. You know, last season was fantastic. I enjoyed every minute of it, obviously, apart from the outcome. But I wish Sheffield United all the best, and I'll definitely be keeping an eye on the results, and I'll be coming to games next season, and I wish them all the best.
Obviously, it has been a couple of difficult seasons, really, with United relegation and then the disappointment of missing out via the playoffs this year. But will you look back at your time with Sheffield United fondly?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I mean, I love that club. Like I say, they've done everything for me. They've given me loan chances, and obviously my debut, and then through to playing week in, week out. And, you know, the people over the years that have been there, Kevin Blackwell, Gary Speed, people like that, Danny Wilson this season. Even when I was younger with Kevin Fogg, Ron Reed, Scott Sellers, people like that, I've learned so much off them. And, you know, playing with players like Morgs, you know, over the season, you learn things, pick little things up, and it's obviously all paid off now with this move.
Does it make it doubly disappointing, really, in a way, that you're going to move on now and go and play for Aston Villa off the back of that playoff defeat? Because it would have been great, wouldn't it, to get the club up and then move in that circumstance instead, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would, definitely. I know what you mean. I mean, if it wasn't such a good opportunity, I'd love to stay and have another go at it, trying to get Sheffield United promoted. But it's not to be. Hopefully they'll do it without me.
Have you had a chance to speak to the gaffer, Danny Wilson, about this move this week?
Yeah, I have, yeah. He rang me yesterday, and he just, you know, said good luck, and I thanked him for everything that he's done for me last season and how much I enjoyed playing with him. And he just said if I need anything to give him a call. So I'm glad we've, you know, parted on terms like that. So, because obviously our paths will meet again in football, and it's nice to, you know, pick up friends, and especially such as Danny Wilson.
What stands out for you? Are there any particular moments that do stand out?
Obviously my debut away at Cardiff, and then the first game of the season away at Cardiff for completely different reasons, but I'll always remember those two games. And, you know, obviously the Wembley game, apart from the outcome, was the best experience of my life so far.
Just a couple more questions. First of all, I mean, do you have a message for the Blade supporters tonight? You know, obviously you're going to be disappointed, but we'll understand that you had to make this move.
You know, thanks for all the support over the years. Sorry, last season didn't quite work out to plan, but it's been an honour and a privilege playing in front of, you know, fans like that every week, and just keep it up, because it does make the difference on game day, when, you know, you've got big crowds like that, big following to away games. And, you know, stick with the manager there, he's fantastic, and I'm sure he'll have success this season. And like I say, thank you very much.
And you'll have seen a player like Phil Jagielka make a similar move to the Premier League a few years ago. He's gone on to become an England international. You must have similar ambitions to that. Do you look up at someone like Phil Jagielka and see him as a role model and someone that you could emulate?
Yeah, definitely. Like you say, he's done it all already. And to have someone like that who's gone from the same club as what I have to the Premiership and then move on to England, it's fantastic. So hopefully I can. I mean, it's a big step, so I've got to overcome this one first. But yeah, hopefully I can do it, because, like I say, it's a fantastic opportunity.